overcome it. And it is a command from the Lord. And this is what he says, continuing on with Ephesians 4, but now verse 32. And become useful and helpful and kind to one another. Tender-hearted, compassionate, understanding, loving-hearted, forgiving one another readily and freely as God in Christ forgave you. Let's forget about grudges. Let's forget about the garbage, all right? Because really it's a tool of the enemy that's trying to cause division. It's trying to cause turmoil in your life. Do you know that? And if you take away his thunder and you just don't even play his game anymore, no, I'm not. I'm choosing to love. I mean, you're just taking away his thunder, and I love it. I love it. Yeah. Ephesians 32 continues, as God in Christ forgave you, right at the very end there. God was willing to forgive you before you even thought about repenting. Did you know that? Jesus didn't wait to die on the cross until after you decided to repent. He died on the cross long before you thought about repenting. He chose to forgive you knowing what you were going to do. As God forgave us, then when are we actually going to forgive others? God's forgiveness is based on his love. It is not based on that person's response, actions, or repentance. Isn't that amazing? God's forgiveness is always there. He died on the cross long before I was even born. That is waiting for me to partake of. Forgiveness of my junk. It doesn't matter what the other person does or doesn't do in order to bring you to forgiveness. It is not about the other person and what they need to do. It's our being the bigger person and forgiving that will allow restoration with people who don't yet know how or even deserve it. Okay? Sometimes we'll see someone's character just because of what they've done or haven't done, or how they treated us or didn't treat us. And all of a sudden their character is revealed and you go, wow. Okay, so what are you going to do with that information? All right? And some, I don't know, as of late the Lord's shown me these things and I go, Lord, what do I do with that? And he says, love them. I'm like, wait a minute. But I see what they're doing. Love them. That's a hard one. You say, how can I forgive them? They don't even want my forgiveness. They might not even be alive today. How do I forgive someone who's dead? It doesn't matter. Your choosing to love and to forgive is not based on their response. It is based on God's love that is inside of you. It is based on what you need to do to be set free from the torment of unforgiveness. Okay? I'm just waiting for them to come to me and ask for forgiveness. That's what I'm waiting for. No. That might not ever happen. Forgiveness is a decision, not a feeling. Forgiveness is a decision, not a feeling. We speak our choice to walk in love, and God will give us the strength to let it go. Even if you have to speak out that choice over and over again, you might even have to say, as you're holding Jesus' hand like I do, I choose to forgive, I choose to forgive, I choose to forgive. Every time you're reminded, and the enemy will try to remind you, remember? And then you'll just take that remote from his hand and just kind of watch it and eat the popcorn of that junk. But every time that happens, you say, I choose to forgive. Instead of saying, oh, I just hate that person. And then you fall into that muck and mire and that garbage. Yeah. It's a slippery slope. Remember, you're walking in obedience to God when you choose to forgive. And this pleases his heart. How many want to please God's heart? Every day, every day, every day, that's my heart, is to please his heart, okay? And the sin that separated you from God is gone, and you become closer to Christ. So it wasn't a suggestion. It wasn't a pick and choose which person you want to forgive and who you will not. It was a command of God to put away anger, malice, strife, and get rid of it, and learn how to walk in love by keeping it out of your life. Okay? And trust me, when you are saying out of your mouth, I choose to forgive, even in the middle of having that hurt, you will. That's Those are steps into healing. Healing is coming. Especially if it was your character or your personality to just start slandering the whole situation or the person again. Okay? All right. Let's move on. Number four. Be understanding. We don't know what that other person has gone through. Don't say he doesn't deserve your understanding. Don't be quick to judge and condemn them in the court of your mind. This is always a reason, or there is always a reason behind every action. The real purpose in understanding is to help us see the difference between the sin and the sinner. Don't try to understand the other person. Try instead to be understanding. I've said these things, and it just seems to help me too. If I'm frustrated with someone, I'll just say, oh, I understand. And it just kind of goes, okay. It lets me go, whew. And it lets them go, whew. And we have a little rest or a peaceful moment there. Don't try to understand the person. Be understanding. Forgiveness brings restoration. And we are commanded to dwell together in unity. We've got to remember these verses. Psalms 133, 1 and 2 says, actually 1 through 3. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to his skirts of his garments. And we all remember Aaron was one of the high priests that did the sacrifices for the children of Israel to make atonement for their sin. And God was pleased. Okay? The Bible says, even though you understand all mysteries and all knowledge, but have not love, you are nothing. Be understanding. And this is what love is. Love is an open, listening ear. Love is a warm and accepting heart. And sometimes we have to do that. You've ever heard the thing, do it afraid, if you're afraid of something? Well, sometimes we just have to do it even though we have unforgiveness and we're trying to release it. Okay? Love is a warm, accepting heart. Love is an understanding friend. Colossians 3, 12 through 14 says, accept life and be most patient and tolerant with one another. I don't know if we do that very well, do we? Always ready to forgive if you have a difference with anyone. Forgive as freely as the Lord has forgiven you. And above everything else, be truly loving, for love is the golden chain of all the virtues. You know, we've read the chapter of love, and it talks about you can have all of these gifts and talents, really. But if you have not love, then you are a clanging cymbal. You're worth really nothing, and you're just making a loud noise, right? And again, I want to look at that verse in the Message Bible, and it says, so chosen by God for this new life of love, dress in the wardrobe God picked out for you, compassion, kindness, humility, quiet strength, discipline. Be even-tempered, content with second place, quick to forgive an offense. We need to forgive as quickly and completely as the Master forgave you. And regardless of what else you put on, wear love. It's your basic all-purpose garment. Never be without it. You know? Think of something that you wear every day, every day, every day. Well, this is what love should be. Something that we put on every day so that we can give it out every day, right? I don't want to bash people. I don't want to hold grudges. And again, I told you, I pray for a new heart because sometimes my flesh will try to do that, all right? But my spirit knows I shouldn't be. So we choose to forgive. You know, understanding doesn't mean you agree with the other person or what they did. It really doesn't. Understanding is not unconditional acceptance, but it is acceptance in any condition, in any situation. I accept you. Even though this happened, I still will accept you in my life. Right? Okay. Number five.
It's hard to do.
I know. It is hard to do. I am with you, sister. That's why we need to hear these type of things. Because we have to get them in our spirit to overcome, or else they'll overcome us. Number 5, learn to value others. All their strengths and weaknesses. Remember, nobody's perfect. Not even you, nor I. Don't expect others to be perfect either. Look at that unforgivable person in your life. They are human. They are someone whom Christ died for. And no one whom Christ died for can be your enemy. If you love God, how can you keep from loving another person? How can you keep from loving your brother or your sister? You can't. Because we love God, so we will love others. Period. Okay? 1 John 4:20 and 21 says, if anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For the person who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And we have this command from him. The one who loves God must also love his brother. That's hard, isn't it? That's hard. Sometimes we feel justified in not giving love to people. You know, I can't even... the person who abused me when I was a little girl and beat me, my stepdad, I came to the place where I felt I wanted to go see him. And my brothers who were, that was their real dad. Okay, so my mom and dad, biological dad, were married and had 2 daughters, so me and my sister. And then she divorced. And then she married somebody else and then had 2 sons. So there was 4 of us. Okay, so we had the same mom, different dads. And so I talked to one of my brothers, who that was his biological dad, who beat me, okay? And I said, I've come to the place where I want to see him. I want to tell him I forgive him. And he talked me out of it, is what he did. He said, Chris, he's always drunk. He's a crippled man. He is a bitter man, and he won't receive it. But I wanted to. But I heeded my brother's advice, because he's seen him more than I have ever seen him. Nor did I ever desire. But I came to the place where I was ready to do that, you know? Now, there's been other times where I've come to the place where I've had people that I did talk to and knew that I needed to talk to them and said, I'm sorry for my anger towards you. I'm sorry for my unforgiveness towards you. 9 times out of 10, when you do that, you offer an olive branch to somebody, they'll take it and they'll say, I forgive you. Or they'll say, in return, please forgive me. Every once in a while, that 1 time out of 10, you might run into somebody, when you offer an olive branch, they say, their actions might say, yeah, you better bet you had to ask for forgiveness. You messed up. You know, that happens. It happens. Don't let that be another situation of unforgiveness. You just got to say, okay, I give it to you. That's where they're at. That's their character. There you saw it. But for the most part, especially if they're a Christian, they'll offer an olive branch with you too. Okay? Can't always promise that though. Before you write off the other person, stop and think about this. No one is too low to be an object of God's love. No one, however evil, is excluded from the forgiveness of God, only if they choose to walk away from it. I mean, the worst, vilest offender in jail still can be forgiven by God. Do you know that? It's hard to even think about that. People that have molested children, you know, people who have killed people, whatever. But still, if they came to the place and asked God to forgive them, forgiveness is theirs. God would forgive them. He would. I don't understand that, but God would, okay? No one can be considered worthless when Christ, God Himself, died for them, okay? No one is unlovable if God loves them. And especially, remember, God can love them through you. You can be God's love extended, right? Especially if the person doesn't know Christ and you have unforgiveness towards them. So, this is a hard message. It's a two-parter. But just kind of concluding this whole two parts, okay? What trash do you have? And we are all human. That means we are not perfect. There might be past experience that have hurt you, or attitudes we've developed that are not healthy and need to change. Garbage. There might be memories that we need to give to God and allow Him to heal so He can bring closure and help you forgive and get beyond. These issues are the trash that we need to empty from our hearts. They are issues in our life that have built up through time, which will only cause stench if we do not take care of them. Now, on a side note, thinking about the trash in your life, I just want to talk about this little thing that happened to me today. Okay, Ron, my husband, you know, he broke his leg because that deer hit him on the bike. Crazy thing. Okay. He is the one that always puts our trash out every Friday. That's when the garbage man comes in my neighborhood. Well, today's Friday. And I'm in the house, and all of a sudden I hear that sound, and it was too late. The garbage truck already went around the block. And I ran outside, like, oh no, I didn't put the trash out. And I'm like, and our trash was full, you know? And I'm like, oh, I was doing so good with all the things that Ron was doing, trying to keep up with them. And I missed it. And I actually ran up our little hill and went to the person's other garbage can to see, oh, maybe this side of the street didn't get picked up. Maybe it was just that side of the street. But nope, sure enough, their garbage can was empty. And so I came back in the house, and I was so disappointed with myself because I didn't put the trash out. Because I know that that container was already full. And I know that I had a whole week of trash that's going to build up. And it's not going to fit in that container. So, and I told Ron, I go, he's in the hospital. I haven't picked him up from the hospital yet. And I go, oh, I'm so mad at myself. I didn't get out there in time. And he goes, it's okay. We'll figure out something. But seriously, it's pretty cool. Every week, we can put our garbage out. And by a miracle, this truck comes by and takes our garbage away, right? And then our garbage can's empty, and then we can put our trash out from our house throughout the week, and then we can put it out and it gets filled up again, right? And so I think it was just a kindly reminder. I got to the place now where I'm like, oh no, I have to put the trash out. Have to. Well, I pray that that's where we get to in our lives with unforgiveness and everything else. We have to get rid of it. Have to, because it will fester. Anne?
I was just going to say, I think forgiving ourselves too can be just as challenging.
Forgiving ourselves can be just as challenging. Maybe even more challenging sometimes. Who's the hardest on yourself? We are. We are, me, myself, and I, right? I'm the biggest critic. It's hard to be our own cheerleader. Yeah. Maybe you need to put yourself in that vision of Jesus on the cross within one of those wounds, right? And allow yourself to be forgiven. So what is stinking in your life? Are there areas that you have not given up to God? Are there people that you have not forgiven? And do you need to forgive yourself? Do you harbor bitterness, anger, resentment? Maybe you have self-righteousness that piles up like dirty rags. Maybe that's your garbage. Ouch. Well, I'm not like that person. You know, I've been a Christian for a long time. They don't even go to church. Oh, that could be garbage. Did you ever think about that? Do you have pride stinking in your life? Pride can stink. Thinking you're better? Have you not given God control of your life totally and completely? Do you see how you've been, how you've tried to manipulate people or circumstances maybe? Do you have fear built up that paralyzes you? Maybe you are an approval addict and now you see it for the first time. That could be garbage, right? Always wanting people's approval. Do you know that that's a never-ending monster that you always have to feed that gets bigger and bigger and bigger, okay? And you will never please everybody. Do you criticize or judge people? I have a question, if that's the case. Who made you judge and jury? Right? God's the ultimate judge. We aren't. Do you always look at the negative or look for the negative report? Well, that's not going to work. Oh, you just watch. It's not going to work. You just watch. They're just going to do the same old thing. They're never going to be. That person will never get saved. Oh, ouch. You know, be careful what comes out of your mouth. Stop doing the negative. Do you see your lack of trust for God and want to start learning how to trust Him again? And do you find yourself always complaining, murmuring? Maybe you don't have a forgiveness issue, but you have actions or attitudes that you need to change to be more like Jesus. Maybe that's your garbage. We all have areas in our lives that need God's tender touch to bring change. Be encouraged to lay down your desires and dreams and allow God to direct your every step. Do you know that the trash will not go away by itself? Wishing the trash would go will not get the trash out. Just like this morning, it's like, oh, I wish the garbage man would come back. No, it didn't happen. I was even thinking, maybe if I went down the block and I said, can you come back down my road? Hoping the trash would be gone will not get the trash out. Even ignoring the trash will not prevent it from stinking up our homes. This is the same in our spiritual lives. We can wish, hope, or even try to ignore the issues in our hearts that keep coming up, but it will never go away until we turn it over to the master garbage man and let him take it all away. Amen? You will be surprised and stand amazed at what God will do as you yield your life totally to Him. He has a plan for your life, and He is just waiting for you to let Him have the steering wheel to take you places you've never dreamed before. So, again, can you think of any trash that has been piling up in your life? No matter how much trash you have, God has a container bigger. Period. So the key is to put your trash out and leave it there. And as you do, your life will smell fresher and look cleaner because the master garbage man has come and taken away all the trash that you have left out for him. You can trust God to take it all away. He's faithful. He's a faithful garbage man. He's just waiting, you know? It's like the garbage people in my neighborhood, the garbage man that comes, they're faithful, they come. Even on a holiday, then they'll come the next day, but they're always faithful every week, right? That's what our taxes, that's what I pay for. Okay. Well, God is always faithful. I put out my trash in the natural, boom, it gets picked up. Well, we put our trash out for God, boom, it gets picked up. He will make something new and fresh out of something that was thrown away or forgotten. And then your trash will not overcome you, but you will overcome the trash. And so seriously, we have to overcome or we will be overcome. I don't know if you've ever allowed or thought of things in your life like that as garbage that's piling up. And a lot of my messages really have to do with things in my life that I've seen throughout the years and He's helped me with, you know, or continues to help me with, because no one's perfect, right? Let's pray. Lord God, I just pray right now that You would come with Your master garbage truck and take away all the junk that's stinking up our lives. Things that we have hoarded, things that we have allowed to pile up, things that we have ignored, things that maybe we've been in denial over, things that we're not willing to release, or people, to release unforgiveness towards people. God, today as we place those people in your Son's stripes, God, I just pray that You would be the lifter of our head and we would realize, especially as we start living our life from today on, that that was the day of change in my life. And Lord, we will hold Your hand as we walk through situations and we say we choose to forgive. We choose to let these things go. And we know that you're right there, loving us and helping us and pouring your love into us so we can pour that love out to other people. Because sometimes it's hard to love the unlovely. It's hard to love someone who has hurt us, especially our enemy. But God, we want to do it because that's what you've commanded us to do, and we don't want to live in torment anymore. Thank you, God, for freedom. Thank you that you ordained this time, this message, to set us free once and for all of the garbage in our past. And we rejoice and give you praise in Jesus' name. And everybody said...